Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Thousands of Irish soccer fans have descended on Prague ahead of the big match, of course, later on tonight. I have loved looking at the social media footage over the past 24 hours. Just fans' videos, their posts, the pictures, out already in celebratory mode. It's absolutely fantastic. 1800 453 106 is the number. Davy Keo was with us from Prague today. Well, Davy, how are you getting on?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm with all the lads here from Belfast. I can't hear them.
Where are you? Where are you joining us from, Davy?
We're right in the middle of Prague, and there's a lot of it's absolutely fantastic.
Asher's brilliant. When did you get there?
Oh, you got here yesterday afternoon.
Okay, and how did you get there?
Yeah. Straight direct to Prague, straight direct, and taxi up.
You flew over, obviously. What was the flight like?
The flight was excellent. We were at jets. We were Abbey travel charter flight. It was a cool flight. I think it was 200 on it, and I was rocking. Santiago and the usual, and everybody having a good crack. It's like the old days. It's really nice, it's rocking here.
Yeah, I mean,
if you don't win tonight, we never win.
Yeah, and sure, it probably doesn't matter. I mean, by the sounds of it, you're having serious crack and banter there, Davy. Anyway, was it a late night?
3 in the morning or something. I think I was robbed. I hadn't a shilling in my pocket this morning. I think the taxi driver ripped me off. He said, don't get into some sort of taxi bolt, or I don't know where I just got into it. But there's nothing in my pocket this morning, so I'm on Revolut now. So if anyone wants to send me over a few quid, I'm Revolut.
We'll get a GoFundMe or something going for you. Have you tickets for tonight, Davy?
Oh, I have your ticket, yeah.
You have the tickets?
Yeah. And you know what? My best mate is at the Lewis's phone.
It's
ticket for the matches on the phone, so we have to
stop.
Bring home and now we have it sorted. We have it sorted.
How did he get it sorted? Did you get it emailed or what did you do?
No, one of the lads got him a ticket, and it's a long story. Anyway,
he's got it anyway.
He doesn't care about his phone, and if he has his match ticket now, he'll mark him.
He'd be all right.
I won't mention his name because he's a donkey.
God. So listen, you're going tonight. What's your score prediction, Davy?
I'd say 2-1, and Darragh O'Shea is going to win it. Everybody be watching Troy Parrott, but Darragh O'Shea is going to get the winner.
Right, 2-1. So you're
big
already
time.
You're already gearing up for the match on Tuesday then.
Big time, ready to go.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, listen, Davy, look after yourself and enjoy tonight. Right. Jason is on the line as well. Jason, how are things with yourself today?
Good, Andrea. We're here in the old town square in Prague, and just as Davy was saying there, the scenes here are just phenomenal, Andrea.
Just describe it for us.
I'm sitting here now with my brother-in-law David and my friends Connor and Brendan, and there's a lot of Irish entrepreneurs here as well, selling hats, scarves and headbands. You could easily be down in Lansdowne Road as opposed to the old town in Prague, but just the buzz and the excitement, Andrea, is off the charts. Like, I've been on a lot of these Ireland away trips. They're all glorious in their own way, but it's got a real tournament feel to this one. This one just feels like it's at a different level. You've heard all the reports. There's estimates of up to 6,000 Irish here in Prague. There's people travelled from all over Europe, Irish people based all over Europe that have descended on the place. And just the crack and the buzz, Andrea, is just phenomenal. And like, it's just so, so exciting. And, you can really feel that the lust that it's given people. And like Davy there that you were talking is one of our more iconic supporters and everybody knows him, but
really?
it seems like half the country's out here at the minute, so it's some buzz, Andrea, it really is. It's an honour to be here and a pleasure. It's just so exciting.
Have you a ticket?
I do, Andrea, thank God.
Oh, brilliant.
So the relief there is massive because a lot of people are still in the hunt. So please God they all get sorted. Just like the buzz around the city last night too was just phenomenal. Like, in fairness, we were quite sensible. We called quits at about 2 in the morning, so we were quite fresh today. It was all about today. So Fingers crossed. We mightn't be the same tomorrow, especially if we win, but you're looking, it'll all be worth it.
What is your plan for today? Because I know you're somebody who travels to a lot of the away games. Do you have a ritual now for today?
Not really, Andrea, no. There's, like, we did take a bit of a walk around Prague this morning, took in some of the sights and took a few photos, and we've just sat down for a pizza here now. So I'm having a couple of bottles, and the lads are on the big leaders. I'm not going to stomach any of them just yet. It's a bit earlier in the day, but they're hardier men than I am.
Well, look, it's absolutely fantastic. I'm delighted, Jason, to hear that you got a ticket. Enjoy the match tonight. What's your score prediction for us?
I think we'll win 1-0, maybe with Troy Parrott. And, you know, I hate to bring up the dreaded word of penalties, but I think if it does go to penalties, I think we'll still win, because Stephen Keller has proven that he's well capable of stopping them from 12 yards. So I think either way we'll progress. I think we'll win 1-0 in the 90 minutes, please God, with a goal from Troy. Who else?
But you think it's going to be after penalties? You've already gone into we're already going to penalties, Jason.
I know, I hate them. Sorry to the listeners that are probably roaring at the radio right now, but I think if that happens, I think we're still going through because of Queeving and the five lads that will be stepping up to take one.
Well, look, enjoy your afternoon with your friends and family there. Callum is on the line. It's 1800-453-106. Callum, where exactly are you this afternoon?
We're inside some side street here now in Prague.
It's a lot quieter, I can tell you, wherever you are anyway.
Yeah, having a lot. Quieter one before heading into the Madness of the Square, yeah.
Yeah, when did you get there?
We came in Monday. We flew from Dublin to Wrocław in Poland Monday evening. And then we got a train to Prague Tuesday morning at about 5 o'clock in the morning.
How long was that?
It was a 4-hour train.
Right. So you got... down to Poland Monday?
Poland Monday, and then into Prague on Tuesday morning.
Yeah. Long trek, all right, isn't it?
Long trek, but it's worth it. Definitely.
It's worth it. Have you got the ticket?
We do.
Brilliant.
There's about seven of us here now from Cork, and we all got sorted tickets.
Yeah. And you have the tickets in advance? Did you have going over?
We did. Yeah. We had them well sorted.
So what's your sort of your guess for tonight? How do you think the scoreline's going to finish? Are you as optimistic as Jason and Davey?
Look, 1-0, I'll be happy with. 1-0, just get it over the line.
Yeah, you think it'll be just what about penalties? Jason there is predicting we're going to be heading to penalties.
I hope not. I don't think I could control that at all. I'd be nervous. Nervous wreck.
Do you have any parish paraphernalia with you? I've seen photos and videos of some lads going around with parish teddy bears basically stuck to their jerseys from Dublin Airport and in advance during the celebrations. Have you anything like that with you?
No, I don't. I regret not. There's plenty of them around, though.
Yeah.
Plenty of them. We had boys in parrot masks last night and doing karaoke in some pub here.
Is the crack just off the charts?
Oh, it's unreal. I haven't seen an Ireland match before. It's just a great buzz around the place. Everyone's delighted to be here.
Yeah. Sorry, is this your first away Ireland match today? Did I hear you right?
No, this will be my sixth.
Okay. And how does this compare? Like, because Jason described it as the kind of the real tournament feel already.
No, definitely there's the tournament feel, all right. I mean, Budapest is unreal, but there's something about this one now. It means something more, a lot more now if we can beat Czechia.
Yeah, if we can do it. What about you, Mick? Where in the world are you this afternoon?
I'm at the tail end of a walking tour of Prague, Andrea. I'm doing the cultural thing.
Fair play to you. You're ticking off the boxes anyway to say you did a bit of sightseeing, Mick.
I'm 30 years waiting to come to Prague and it's finally happened. It's a spectacular city, and if anybody hasn't been, I would totally recommend it.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful city.
So
there's so many Irish ones walking around. It's like, it's like Patrick's Day, you know. There's groups of twos and threes and fours, old and young and middle-aged and every sort of a creature going around in their St. Patrick's Day outfits. And I actually saw St. Patrick on Charles Bridge earlier on. He's after being resurrected. He's after being resurrected out of Dublin, and
yeah,
he made the trip to Prague. There's a great buzz around, and the Czech people are really welcoming to the Irish. Some of the pubs ran out. I think some of the bars ran out of beer last night. They didn't quite believe how thirsty the Irish can get.
What were the queues like into the pubs last night, Mick?
Well, all the Irish bars were, there was no point in trying because there was fierce long queues going into all the Irish bars.
Yeah,
so
bananas.
I did the cultural thing and I went next door to the Whites and met the locals, which is, and they just couldn't believe that so many Irish would travel without tickets. They just found it amazing that anybody would travel without a ticket.
Have you got one?
There's one on the way or so I'm told.
Good, you've the promise of one is nearly as good, Mick, isn't it?
The expectation is great.
Yeah. Are you a regular attendee? Do you travel to many away matches?
Yeah, well, rugby's predominantly my sport, but when you're travelling, so it doesn't matter. Irish fans are Irish fans, no matter what the sport is, and you know the whole crack. The atmosphere is electric around Prague. I'd say I haven't seen this for, I don't know, since the Pope, and I don't even know if the Pope was here.
You know? It's so funny though, you know, because from like here at home, when you're watching and observing all of the hype around this and the momentum and the anticipation ahead of the match later tonight, Mick, like it already feels like we're already there. We've already won. We're going in the summer to the US. That's the feeling here.
That's the feeling everywhere. It's in, and really, I suppose the hope and the expectation is what it's all about, and that's what sport does. It gives you that. It lifts the nation. In fairness, I think, in fairness to the Irish football team, they lift the nation probably as much or not more than any other sport or any other team. You know,
yeah.
Incredible. Really.
What's your predictions tonight?
Only it'll do me fine. A score, the 92nd minute will do me grand. I won't worry about it.
Yeah.
Or the first minute, I don't mind either. But I think, the local news here is that there was 80 people arrested in the FIFA headquarters on Tuesday morning. For match fixing, so that's put a bit of a downer on the Czech team and the locals.
Right,
I reckon one or two of their main players might still be in custody.
Okay, so that's the kind of the local speculation there, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that. What about you, Nathan? Listen, enjoy tonight, Mick, and thanks for getting in touch with us. Were you lucky enough, Nathan, to get your hands on a ticket for the game?
I do, yeah. I have a ticket myself from the UN, right. So yeah, happy out.
Yeah, much of a struggle to get that.
I was just on the borderline, so I got lucky enough. I was on 6 out of 10, so I was the borderline for one. So, feeling lucky to be in the stadium now.
How would you describe the atmosphere in Prague today, Nathan?
I only arrived this morning now, but compared to all the other ways I've been on, just even the amount of Irish fans just being around the place, just some buzz around the place. It feels like tournament football already.
Yeah. How did you get there then, if you only landed this morning?
I went court to Stansted half 6 last night and then Stansted to Prague at half 6 morning. So I'm only here for a quick day trip.
Quick day trip and back out then, what, in the morning again?
Off in the morning, half 6 in the morning, back into Dublin. So.
And will you go to the game on Tuesday?
Yeah, we've Tuesday and Wednesday off, so I'm ready for Tuesday.
And what's your predictions for tonight?
I think 2-0, Troy Parrott and Vale scoring his debut.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, look, either way, mind yourself anyway. Enjoy all of the celebrations that goes with it. The crack sounds absolutely 90. I have ferocious FOMO even just listening to all of the lads there. That's Davy Q, Jason, Callum, Mick and Nathan. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. The game, of course, will be broadcast live from Prague here on Newstalk. Off the Ball is there, coming from Prague, 7 o'clock. Owen Sheehan will have all the build-up and the fun and the atmosphere, chatting to fans. Stephen Doyle, Stewie Byrne and commentary, of course, kick off at 7:45, and we'll have loads more to come in the build up to tonight's match. Tell us though, if you're here at home, where are you watching it? Do you have a regular spot that you go to? Where's the best place to watch it? Maybe you're already thinking about the game on Tuesday and tickets. Are they already sourced for that? 087 1400 106, as always, that is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.